The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
So welcome back to Project Independence and You. My name is Rebecca Miller. I'm your guest host today. And our co-host, of course, is Otto Loos and the Christina Liu Hour. The Talk of the Town Hour with Christina Liu, who is the radio show producer extraordinaire. And I like to say that because it really is extraordinary that for 9 years plus, every single show that has been aired and archived has been produced by Christina. All the guests, all the breakdown, you name it, she has coordinated it, and it is now, we're now in our ninth year.
She has a Guinness record.
She does. I read about that, but not for this. No, maybe for this. So we had quite an hour of speaking with Congresswoman Kathleen Rice, and really, I thought it was great information. We just kind of scratched the surface, but you know, it was more timely stuff that we talked to her about, between the coronavirus and the census, and she gave us a lot of information. So if people are looking for the information regarding the census and registering to vote and absentee ballots, I'm sure if they call 311, we can connect them to her office or even the information that they're looking for. So Christina.
Just one thought about Kathleen before we stop that. I thought it was great. She's very easy to talk with. And she never brought it up, but she is running for re-election on Election Day. So people should be aware of that. And obviously they can vote for whatever way they want. We don't tell people who to vote for. But
no, we don't.
No, but vote. That's the key.
Right. So it was really great talking to her and hearing all the great things she does and is, you know, so current, and really hope that, you know, we have an opportunity to work with her further. So what's happening in the town, Christina?
Wow, well, it was really a wonderful segment. It flew by. I looked down and I was doing some work and all of a sudden the hour was over. It was really informative, and it's, you know, I say this every week, and it's just great again to have a guest on the show who, you know, there's just so much going on in this, and just to hear like the different branches of government and how everything is kind of, you know, handling this issue. And she had such great information. So that was a great, you guys did a fabulous job on that one. I really enjoyed that segment. And Project Independence is super busy, you know, which is actually very exciting. I was working on, there's going to be a program that will be coming out soon. It should be kicking off sometime in November, and it's going to be a workshop series for one of our social workers. Gina is going to help guide different seniors on the path of recording your experiences on paper. It's really designed to be kind of like a therapeutic journaling program, whether it's poetry or short stories, whatever their mode might be. She's been going to a lot of trainings. We had a wonderful meeting on it, and just the benefits of doing something like that are actually incredible. And I think it'd be, you know, the whole point too is to focus on, you know, kind of creating positive things during this time. So this has actually become a very big program virtually in the current climate.
So. You know, it's so funny because, not funny, but, you know, Kathleen Rice, Congresswoman Rice, was talking a lot about a lot of the things that, you know, we do at Project Independence, you know, journaling, mm-hmm. writing, keeping in touch with people. I mean, there's so much stuff that we do, you know, when she was talking about, you know, connect, pick up the phone, do this. And I'm like, everything she said, I'm thinking of all the programs,
yeah.
You know, neighbors helping neighbors. Well, we do that, you know, we do these things. So, you know, and then when she was talking about Judy, of course, and all that we do here. So we really, you know, other places should really kind of just try to replicate, because it is.
No, it is constantly, you know, new and innovative programming. And I have to say that about Project Independence, you know, over the years, we always try to kind of reinvent certain things and come up with new ideas and stay, you know, current with what's going on. And obviously, you know, as you said, Beck, that really, it shows that PI is doing that. And I think this program really will be wonderful. You know, and the woman that we were talking to that does this program, she actually does it with people who have been incarcerated. And it's a very set program. And she was saying she even actually, she feels that via Zoom, as opposed to, you know, being in a room all together, that people felt even more comfortable to kind of share, you know, they kind of had like, I guess, this little security blanket that, you know, you're able to share more through this medium. So she actually thought it was working out better than when mm-hmm. they're actually just sitting in a thing. So I'm excited. I hope a lot of people do this, because I think, you know, we're always trying to tell people during this time, you know, whether because you've been home, whatever it might be, you know, to kind of stay active, keep your brain active. And, you know, I just think it'll be wonderful. So,
yeah.
And, you know, it was great. We had our one of our advisory committees yesterday for one of the first ones for October. And we were asking the advisory members to share, you know, things that they've learned through this pandemic, how to prepare. Becky put together like a really great checklist we should actually touch upon, you know, after. But one of the advisory members was saying, which I loved, that on her own, she's got her little group of friends and they have little Zoom events.
I know. Watch movies together. Wonder.
They watch, you know, they do a Netflix party together. So they'll watch Netflix. Then they were doing, and they keep coming up with new ways. And they were doing crafts. So everyone kind of was doing a different craft. There was something else that she was saying, but it was great because they keep trying to think of new ways to kind of, you know, and new themes and topics. And it just seemed really nice to know that people and seniors especially are embracing this forum, even outside of Project Independence.
Right. So. Yes. So you important.
You used the word incarcerated before. Mm-hmm. To me, that would be the worst thing that could happen to me in my life, would be to be put in jail, basically. And I've heard people say during this COVID process that they feel like they're in jail. I think that becomes an attitude situation as well.
Right.
You know, if you're really in jail, you don't have a recliner that you're sitting in. You don't have a television to watch. You don't have the ability to do a Zoom with people. You know, there are ways of you're in jail, but you're not really, you know,
right.
I mean, you're in a nice house or hopefully, and, you know, things like the program you just described are available. You just have to reach out and do them. They don't come to you. You have to go right. to them, you know?
What we always say is that this point of the show is to get the information out there, you know, and listen, if you're interested in doing it, you'll do it. If not, then you're not. So it's really, you know, it also boils down to, as Otto was saying, it's part of you kind of taking control and empowering your own self, you know, about if you want to stay active, you know, or you could, you know, if you want to sit back and not do anything, then that's your prerogative, whatever it might be. But I just think we're very fortunate, especially in North Hempstead, because I really believe we have such a group of seniors who are so active and so creative in their own lives. And I also want to remind people too, you know, we have a volunteer, Barbara Melman, who is our technology guru for right. Project Independence. And she, since the very beginning, offered to provide over the phone Zoom assistance. So it really started basically, how do you join a meeting, whatever it might be. But which is great is now it's kind of progressed into, she'll help people if they want to host their own meeting. So like I was saying, you know, earlier with this senior who has, you know, all gathers all of her friends together, you know, so you could do it on your own too. And I think that that's really great, you know, in addition. So you could really be busy like 24/7 if you really wanted to with all these programs that are going on. So if you're interested in that, you know, you want to be part of it, I want to encourage people. It is such a user-friendly forum, this Zoom programs. For people, so I think everyone should kind of partake in it. If you have access to a smartphone or, you know, an iPad, or a computer,
you can
whatever.
Call in too.
Exactly, right? That's what I was gonna say too, and that's what's really nice too. And we get that a lot. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's nice to have the visual component, but the idea that you could really still, you know, be a part of the conversation and discussion by just picking up your telephone, and that's very easy too. You just call 311 or 869-6311 for any programs that I'm going to announce today that Project Independence is doing. And you can really get be part of it. And like I said, it's a low pressure stress situation. So
you know what I was thinking about, Kay? I thought that's like so kind of interesting. And the seniors that tend to be more at home seniors, for whatever reason, you know, that they have to stay at home, or just, you know, in general, maybe they're all, you know, older or a lot older, especially than Otto, you know, that they have been, they're utilizing Project Independence now for the first time, you know, with the virtual programs. You know, if they're watching North Hempstead Television and they turn on, they'll see, you know, hey, we did Fun Day Monday, you know, we're doing virtual exercise. So we're actually getting new Project Independence members who never utilized us before because, you know, they're mostly homebound. And they're able to partake. I mean, I can't tell you how many, especially with the fitness classes, how many people call and thank us and said, I didn't know I could exercise from my chair. I didn't know that, you know, we Project Independence provided all this stuff. So, I mean, happily, the supervisor was even talking about yesterday, just continuing, you know, this even after COVID, it sounds like there's going to be a place for virtual exercise. So
yeah, well, that's really what I was actually, you know, I always think of that's so wonderful about this is that, you know, because this forum really, you know, obviously in person, everyone loves, but the fact that this really did open up, you know, so many people who, you know, weren't using the program, and to make it easier, I think it's going to be something that we're going to somehow have to figure out how to like weave into, you know, when we do in-person things, because I think, you know, on top of people, you know, having some kind of disability at home, you know, just also having the on-demand kind of feature that a lot of these things do, you know, you can watch it on your, at your luxury, really, you know, I think is people are interested in, you know.
Well, there was a very, very good article in the Pioneer, by Joan Ortiz, and its heading is Finding the Silver Lining in PI Virtual Programming. Joan Ortiz, I've known, she's been involved with Project Independence right from the early stages, and you know, you can't tell from that article, but Joan is a warrior, actually. She has disabilities and she has mobility issues and so on. But prior to COVID, she would work very hard at getting to all kinds of different events, if you will. And her article really reinforces what you're talking about. You know, she is so happy that she can now do all these things virtually because she had such a difficulty traveling and getting wherever, you know, to all the meetings. So that just reinforces exactly what you're talking about. And if people did get the Pioneer, it'd be worth looking at that little article, really.
Absolutely. And you know, what was I going to say? I also wanted, we were talking about gaining membership. And, you know, it's so funny because I actually just did this right now, because yesterday we were at 14,999 PI members, and we officially just broke it. We're at 15,002 members as of right now. So,
wow. 15,000. Yes. Wow. And you know what? There's, you know, like an estimate of 50,000, if about 50,000 people 60 and over in the town. Well, that's great. When we come back from this quick break, Christina, we're going to congratulate Project Independence on hitting that 15,000 number.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back with Project Independence and you.